Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dolphins and Giants coming up on Sunday, by the way, at Hard Rock Stadium. We got an injury report brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. The experts treat athletes of all levels. They're elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Philip Lindsay and Trill Williams did not participate in Thursday's practice. Robert Hunt, Brandon Jones, Jalen Phillips, Adam Sheehan, all limited. Everyone else a full participant in practice, with some other good news, like Joe said earlier, when you got Devontae Parker and the centers back, Michael Dieter and Greg Mann. So there you go for this Sunday. That is your injury report. By the way, on the other side, Joe still limited in practice 2 days in a row. Daniel Jones, the quarterback for the New York Giants. So we'll see what ends up happening with him before kickoff on Sunday. It's brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Yep, having Devontae Parker back, huge to get him back. And gosh, just somehow he's not a one-hit wonder and he can finish out this season somehow, would just really add to this offense and help it out. Having a guy on the other side of Jalen Waddle would be a big, big help. By the way, we got a lot of stuff. By the way, those damn Panthers did it again last night. Before we jump into some more football stuff, this is incredible. And I heard the guys in the pregame last night, Gold, talking about the comeback. And they've had some of these, but this three-goal comeback again last night. The Panthers down 3-0 to Buffalo and then 4-1. And if for some reason you go, halfway through the second period, you shut it down, you made a mistake, because they scored six straight goals to win 7-4, four goals again in the third period. And they're getting it from everybody. Lundell, Ekblad, Reinhardt, Huberdeau, you name it, they're getting it and playing great. And it was a night, it was kind of crazy. Because if I would have told you they were down 3-0 and Big Bob ended up getting benched in the middle of the second period after giving up all four goals in like 12 shots and wasn't his night, so in comes Spencer Knight, and all he does is have 19 saves and doesn't give up any more goals. These guys keep coming back, finding ways, and just so much talent on this team. And just when they're down, there's no, we just not our night. They, we'll get it back. We'll do it. And scoring a ton of goals here, just a ton. So congratulations. I can't wait to see what they got in mind tomorrow when they play a little bit earlier.
Yep. And early game, 1 p.m. Game tomorrow. That's right.
See if they can keep this thing rolling. But they don't have to fall down. Not that anybody's going to leave on an early game. But, like, yeah, don't if for some reason they're down 3-0 or 5-2 or 5-3. Don't worry. They're probably going
to
come back.
Well, no lead is safe, play. Right? No lead is safe now after we've seen the last two games from this team. It's unbelievable, this team.
Yeah,
right.
They have
great.
They just need to go down like five goals to get interested in the game.
Right,
they're so good. We've seen that with teams.
You know what, though? It's weird. Just watching, like, as soon as they score that first goal, I know what I'm thinking, and it makes you wonder if Buffalo's not thinking the same thing again. I go, prevent defense coming back to haunt you, right? Not as aggressive, and now you got a problem, because it just seems like they just, once they get going, Mo doesn't stop for the Panthers. They just keep rolling.
But we've seen this so many times. Don't you think the teams would just stop doing that, stop being, you know, less aggressive at that point? Like, whether it's football, hockey, it doesn't matter. In all these sports now, the minute you take your foot off the gas is normally when something really bad
happens.
Somebody
gets whether it's scoring 15 straight points in a basketball game or a prevent, going to an early prevent because you're up by 20 points and you decide with early in the fourth quarter you're going to decide to change how you play. It's hard to, like, get it back. You can try to get it back, but all of a sudden your brain changes.
But why not just do that at the end, like toward, like really at the end of the game? All right, we're up. This lead is safe. You know, we're okay. There's 4 minutes left in the game. Now we can play a little bit off. Instead of trying that, like when the second half starts, when you're up big, like scoring six straight goals in hockey, you're talking about being up 28 points in football, and then all of a sudden now you're down seven.
I just think once you're up 3-0 or something, and you go, hey guys, let's really pick up the defense. Anytime you say that and you start, and instead of, hey, you know, let's stay aggressive and try to beat these guys by five. It just seems like, and it happens all the time in professional sports. And the old brain works crazy ways. And somebody gets on it, man. That's why they call it Big Mo, man. Right. Big Mo is powerful stuff and fun to watch in all these comebacks. Whether they're talking about a high school comeback to college to the pro, we're going to have them. Speaking of that, my God, we got some great conference championship games. Listen, it doesn't get any better when you know these games coming up, at least in four of these games, Bama in Georgia, Michigan, Iowa, Cincinnati and Houston, and Oklahoma State and Baylor, which, by the way, are both ranked in the top 10. All those playing for a shot at that top four. So you
can't. Who are you putting on upset alert, by the way, tomorrow? Like, which, I mean, unless you're counting tonight somehow, maybe Utah beating Oregon again, but out of those games.
No, for the games that count.
Right.
I'm not.
Can Baylor, you like Baylor in that game? You think Alabama could win? Can Houston upset Cincinnati? Or could Iowa just destroy Michigan's season?
So I feel like there could be an upset, obviously, because we see them all the time. By the way, one great thing about football, you're a game of four turnovers away, especially in bad weather, from losing a football game. All you have to do, you can play great and the stats look great except for one in football, and that is turnovers. Mm. And turnovers is the great neutralizer. Like if Georgia gets sloppy and turn it over a bunch and Bama does, Bama's going to have it. You could say that about almost every one of these games. So Bama obviously still got a really talented team, although they're just not blowing people out. And Georgia is the best team in the country, period, with that defense.
Bama got very, very lucky to survive that game against Auburn.
Totally agree.
They survived.
A running back running out of bounds instead of sliding and staying in bounds. From you're right, from Auburn winning that game.
Number's 5.5 on that game, by the way.
So I'm just going to go because I think Saban's the best coach, and he has the most talent of anybody, even though, again, Georgia's the best team. What about for you guys?
I think the most pressure's on Cincinnati. I think that they're likely to drop a game, I think. And if this would just be the worst one for them to lose all season long, obviously. I have Cincinnati on upset alert this weekend just because of the pressure of this game.
Yeah.
You win and you're in, you know, at this point you think. And you've gotten this far, and we've talked about it all season long since the rankings came out. So probably for the last 6 weeks about how Cincinnati's going to get left out. They might finish 13-0, and they still might be on the outside looking in. Well, they win, they're in. At this point, outside of, you know, some chaos happening, crazy chaos, that's why I think there's a lot of pressure on Cincinnati this weekend.
And
10.5 is the number on that game.
10.5?
Is it really?
Yeah. Same spread on the Michigan-Iowa game, which I think if any team was going to choke, it'd be Michigan.
Yeah, it's not a bad call either. It would have been my next one.
Bruh. I just can't see Cincinnati with everything on the line in that game to get one of these teams into the playoff.
Right.
If they choke in the final game,
they got the most pressure on them out of all these
teams. They do. They have an incredible amount of pressure on them.
I know we only got a couple hours left in the show. I'm really curious if there's one game that you think has an upset. I think everybody's aware of the four and you know, Bama, Georgia, Michigan, Iowa, and Cincinnati and Houston and Oklahoma State and Baylor. And Baylor's got a good team too. Like Baylor quietly is a top 10 team. And
but they can't make it in even with a win to the playoff. They'll have two losses. Like someone will have one loss and be left out if Baylor gets in.
Yeah.
Weird to talk about Alabama as an upset, by the way.
It is weird.
Right. It's weird. No, you're right.
Like I'd be shocked if Alabama
went right over
won
my
that
head.
Game.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Come on now.
I just think the most pressure is on that number four team, Cincinnati.
I just think Bama being Bama will still – you guys agree, you think this is going to be a close game.
Yeah, I do.
Bama and
I do.
Georgia. And if we're matching up five-star athletes and really good four-star and –
plenty of them on that field.
Draft potential of guys, which is what it gets down to. I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of NFL teams that will be at that Bama-Georgia game watching.
You think there'll be some prospects?
Yeah.
I think.
You know, the over-under is also, it's at 48.5, so they're not expecting, like, a huge shootout.
Well, because Georgia.
Georgia gives up 7 points a game. How do you play an SEC schedule and give up 7 points a game? I don't care who you're playing. And I'm leaving Florida and those no-show defensive guy. It's crazy. And by the way, we got another good one Monday night, and I know that's for Monday morning, but the Patriots at Buffalo. And surprise, we're back, and Buffalo hasn't played great. By the way, haven't played great, didn't play great against us, matter of fact, up there, and have lost a couple of games at home, and Patriots.
This is a nightmare scenario, right? New England going and beating Buffalo at this point and becoming the best team in the AFC East again. Because we just all thought going into the season, even the first couple of weeks of the year, it's Buffalo's AFC East to lose. And now all of a sudden, look who is right on their heels.
I will stay up and watch that game Monday night to see the AFC East and those two teams, because they're both got a rolling, and Belichick's defense has been fantastic again. They're back. They got a lot of their old vets back playing together. And he hit on some free agents. And that veteran free agent market, when they spent some money, they got themselves some good receivers and a great pass rusher to go with it. Anyway, we got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff. Hey, Woody, what do you think? Should we put it up, conference championship? Where's the upset coming from of those games, especially Bama, Georgia, Michigan, Iowa, and Cincinnati and Houston? Who do you see? Can you get four games in there, or is it just a three-game
deal? No, I think
deal?
You can get four options.
You can do four.
Yeah.
Four is the max on Twitter. I know you're used to putting up those polls yourself.
Right.
But yeah, four is the max.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while since I've done it. You know? I think it's been a couple weeks since I've done something like that. All right, listen, we'll be back. We've got a lot more stuff to get to. Stay with us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back here on a Friday. Hope everybody's getting ready to have a great weekend, and we get this looking out this window today, this beautiful Why We Live Here weather. Man, it is really, really nice, and hopefully everybody gets a chance to watch some games and get out a little bit and enjoy yourself here in South Florida. So we talked about this early this morning, haven't mentioned it for a while. A lot of folks here in South Florida, in the University of Miami fan office, we'll be watching tonight as we got a Friday night game between Oregon and Utah. By the way, they just played and not too long ago, 10 or 11 days ago, when Utah beat the out of Oregon. This Mario Cristobal thing, though, is it going to be this weekend a let's talk or no thanks? I will tell you, and probably a lot of you have done this because I know I have read all the stuff in Oregon, what's going on in the small college town that it is, to see if there's any buzz about, hey, we're going to lose Mario. Mario's looking at Miami and going home. There hasn't been a lot of that, although a lot of people do think that he's going to take a look at this. And
I think it's a better.
What do you think?
I think it's good that it's not a big buzz up there because you haven't seen the last two big coaching changes we've seen in the last couple of days. There was almost no buzz beforehand about either guy, and then all of a sudden it just happened. So yeah, what I think about Mario Cristobal coming here, I don't think it matters with tonight's game, win or lose. I think it all depends on if they can put together a package for Mario that's like the other ones, that's like these other big contracts. And does he really want to come down here to Miami? Is the family thing that big of an issue with him or not? Because if it is, he'll be here. Why not? If they could lay out the money, if he wants to be down here because of family, then he'll take the job. But in the back of my head, why would you leave Oregon? At this point, you have kind of you have one other team now, USC, that looks like maybe in the next year or two they could put it back together with a new coach and everything there. Otherwise, you run that. And that's your easy way to get, well, easier way to get into the playoffs.
Well, the Pac-12 and the ACC.
Clearly, both very low on the totem pole clearly, when it comes to star teams. But he's got one of them right now, at least, or very close to
him. I am curious to see, and of course the unknown is the $60 billion man, Phil Knight, who will do whatever it takes if he's in love with Mario Cristobal. He'll make it really hard on a decision to leave and go there. Obviously, I can make arguments both ways. I can make an argument for him wanting to come home, where he grew up, went to high school, grew up down here, played down here, and maybe if he feels like the third party has to do is get Miami back to the top and. He's got support from a lot of former players, which I know, and I'm sure. I'm guessing if Mario Cristobal, and maybe someday we'll find out how many former players have reached out to him about coming back. I think there will be a lot of players do that.
Think about the extreme amount of pressure, too, if he came back down here to kind of resurrect the program and get them back to what they quote-unquote were years ago or close to it. And what happens if it doesn't happen within three or 4 years?
I don't think he looks at – I don't think okay. – I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think any of those guys look at – I don't think the guy in LSU now, the guy in SC, they're not looking at pressure.
Oh, neither one of those guys went to those colleges or from there. But that's a big difference with Mario Cristobal.
Mario Cristobal is not coming down here thinking about pressure. He's a pit bull. He is a pit bull. And –
I don't know. Brian Kelly sounds like he's from – Louisiana.
Well, maybe I was wrong on that one. Right? Maybe one of those two guys.
Yeah. It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family.
Yeah, I just don't see Mario going, man, the Miami job, I'd love to take it, but the pressure of if I don't win the ACC. I try to get a read by according to who you talk to on this thing and if he might take it or not. And how you look at the Oregon job versus the Miami job. And how do you like living in a college town versus this big area where you grew up and relatives and more of your own culture that you're used to. Right. Where you know And everybody knows you, that when you knock on that door at every private and public high school in this whole area, you get to move up towards the front when everybody. Called the George Smith waiting line. You used to wait according to who you were.
Right.
I don't know if that's true, man. George probably was going, don't bring me into it. So George had his favorite guys, and they'd know. So, like, if you were a big, big timer, you got to, like, Urban. Like, he loved Urban Meyer.
You got to get a skip
so
line.
So Herb, like, Herb came in, like, all right, you got the rest of you guys. Hey, you guys 7-5, move off the side here. You 6-6 teams, move off the side. We'll be with you in a minute. Herb, 12-0, come in here. And then, of course, Nick had to wait out in front and couldn't get in the front door. Security stopped him at the front for a long time.
Isn't that laughable at that point?
No, it was one of the greatest things I've ever heard. And that he did, like, actually, and it used to just, he cried to, like, so Nick was working on certain alum that were giving a lot of money at St. Thomas, and they were talking, like, let him in, he's a good guy, and George wasn't budging for a long time. Like, he couldn't get in the school. He couldn't get in a parking lot.
Loved him some Urban, though.
So, yeah, it was always fun. I always loved those stories. I love that. I love that about George.
Like, not anymore, though, right?
No.
Nick's got that VIP pass.
No, that thing right to 99, right, goes right in there and says, come on in here. Like, sit where you want. Our players have done well at your school. Uh-huh. Come on in. Yeah. So, it is it will be fun to find out. I hope by Sunday somebody finally pops out a story of what's going on. And by the way, Lane Kiffin is sitting there on deck. Let me know what he does. And by the way, Lane knows the deal.
Yeah.
Lane knows
that. He's not
that,
choice one.
No. And then they got to make a decision on Manny. I still hear Manny's support from some guys out there too. And that goes back to the whole problem probably affiliated and associated with the athletic director trying to get everybody on the same page.
How do you do that when there's possibly
– I don't know how many people
involved. If you follow just Brett McMurphy with more than 50 board of trustees and several donors involved, everyone is in charge and no one is in charge at the same time. That's a lot of voices around a table to try to make a decision.
Crazy. I'm with you.
The other part of his tweet, they don't know what they want to do with Manny Diaz. Half want him gone, half want him to stay. How does that come to fruition?
So Manny's got some support now.
I can tell.
And then he's got some others that are going to give more money or would be given more money in this thing that aren't, obviously. And then apparently nobody, and I guess I shouldn't care, nobody cares about the recruiting class coming up, and it's not.
Manny does.
If you got a week, you know, if we bring in somebody new, just come in and kick ass for a week and try to get some guys to change. Or Manny setting guys up, if I stay, you know, if I'm here, I hope you'll come with me. But, well, I'll tell you what, the awkward one, and people, like, amazingly don't have a problem with what they're doing to Manny Diaz. Recruiting with the unknown. It's incredible that people that I feel have a heart a little bit. And I, you know, I don't always have a great heart for stuff, but like, treat Manny like this? Oh, this is part of the job. Part of the job.
This is not part of the job.
You tell a guy that, hey, we don't know if we're keeping you or not. Obviously, we have to wait and see, but would you keep recruiting? Sure. I'm going to recruit like it's my job. So it's a strange one, folks, no matter what anybody tells you. And we can, well, the recruits aren't doing anything. They're going to wait. Oh, okay. Well, we'll see. But
yeah, 17-year-old kid probably is, you know, not wishy-washy at all right now, thinking about who might be his head coach today or 3 days from now.
It's
that's what you got to be careful.
Well, with that comes, how do I fit in and what kind of system are you going to run? And the Lashley offense, I think, has been really popular. Are you going to be able to keep that style of offense? Man, that thing. Listen, whatever Canes fans want to say, you have to admit, that offense in the last 6 or 8 games when the heat was on was fun to watch. Big plays, wide open, seeing a running back catch it and run it and getting a little running game going there, but getting tight ends involved, and whole thing was just a blast to kind of watch. All right, listen, we're going to go to break here, but 305-567-0560 as we started tonight. Oregon and Utah, and then we got some sweet games with a lot of meaning tomorrow with these conference championships, starting for me with Alabama and Georgia. Just the whole background, those guys coached together, coached with the Miami Dolphins together, coached at Alabama together, and now all of a sudden, old Kirby is sitting there with maybe a better team. Like, hey, coach, everything you taught me and more, because I'm going to try to kick your ass in this game. So,
you
gonna be crazy.
Try to lay it into him also. If he
oh man, if he get a chance, yeah, he's gonna try to put a gator on him the way they did there up for the half. He's gonna try to put a quick 21 on him, man.
Any other analogy you could have used there?
Well, I just keep thinking about that one. Anyway, we got to go take a quick.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Dolphins Friday here on WQAM, home of the Miami Dolphins, sponsored by Gunther Mazda. Get your new Mazda at Gunther Plus with Gunther Plus at Gunther Mazda or online at GuntherMazda.com. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther.
All right. And, man, if you like football, we got a lot of it, not just seven high school football teams in Dade and Broward trying to win tonight and make their way to the state finals, which, by the way, half of them will be the following week. Right here in Fort Lauderdale, Lockhart Stadium. So, Inter Miami, thank you guys very, very much for letting us use that stadium. And there's a chance that all the teams could be from Dade and Broward that will be playing. So, looking forward to that and seeing what happens tonight. Then all the college football stuff and still the unknown of an AD and head coach at the University of Miami. But, hey, you guys take your time. There's a lot to this. There's a lot to it. There's a lot of different moving parts that people don't understand but you guys. So
I'm glad you've come around.
Yeah, it's a lot. So we'll see.
Get it right.
And then conference championship games, and then right on to the Miami Dolphins trying to make it 5 in a row and get within one game of 500 against the Giants. Do not overlook the Giants. Do not. They look like they're going to be pretty healthy. Saquon's back, although I didn't think Saquon looked like Saquon last week watching them. But they look like they could have all their top three veteran receivers back, and we'll see if their high draft pick from Florida is also back with them and see what they look like. But see if the Dolphins stay aggressive and go after them. I'm curious to see if they can keep this thing going now that all of a sudden everybody's starting to jump on the bandwagon and pat them on the back, and this guy's getting better and that guy's getting better. And hopefully nobody is buying into what everybody all of a sudden saying nice things about Tua for the first time. Isn't it amazing? People are saying nice things about Tua Tagovailoa really for the first time in his year and three quarters of as a quarterback
down
here.
What do you mean, since before he got his hip hurt in Alabama? You might have to go that far.
He playing a lot better. He's playing a lot better. And question is, going forward, if he keeps playing like this, what will happen? And we've talked about it, and there's no reason to beat it up. And I think we saw another team last night, if you watch New Orleans, that's going to be looking for a new quarterback. Because Taysom Hill is not.
No.
He's
not the answer. Come on.
Listen, you can run some gimmick plays with him. It's great. He jumps over people. He jumped over a guy last night, which, by the way, I'm guessing the team likes that. But at the same time, if you're the starting quarterback, Although, I mean, his situation's different. Hell, he's on special teams and stuff when he used to be the backup quarterback. But
Joey's the starting quarterback now. Like, he's the guy under center to start the game. You really want your quarterback doing that, not knowing what's behind. You know, who's behind him, Trevor Siemian? Like, it's
– Well,
it's
he has
like,
to.
You know,
when you're 19 of 41 and throw four picks and one it's a pick six, you have to do something. And ran 11 times for 100 yards in that game. But, look, he's – say all the great things you want about him. He's just not a starting quarterback. He's not your starting quarterback.
We're going to be force-fed a couple guys in the first round of the NFL draft.
Probably.
Quarterbacks, I mean. You know,
quarterbacks move up, man.
Right, right.
If you think you got a chance and he's a guy and you're looking at what's here and the only thing you're looking at is retreads of guys that were high picks that have been backups and have never made it as starters, then you're going to take a chance that you can develop your own guy. And probably some guys that should have gone in the second and third round, we see it all the time, are going to end up moving into that first round. And I don't think there's any of them going to be high first round, but who knows? They do those workouts and fall in love with somebody. It could happen.
There's no Trevor Lawrence, Justin Field type name out there right now when it comes to those quarterbacks.
No Trevor Lawrence. Although I have people don't think Trevor Lawrence is very good.
Well, he doesn't look outstanding in Jacksonville, but the team stinks also.
You might want to calm down. We'll see when it all gets and they get that thing, put a little talent around him, see what it looks like. I think most people think he's pretty good. Somebody try and tell me Justin Herbert doesn't look like the same guy. I go, really? Looks pretty good to me. That 24-10 sounds pretty good to me.
I told you that. Yeah. He's regressed, Tom, you have to admit.
I mean.
You say that, like, really?
Well, I just think, I mean, look at the two quarterbacks we're always comparing.
Look at the defense.
Tua is moving in a different direction, clearly, than Justin Herbert is right now.
Which way is Justin Herbert going?
Justin Herbert is obviously trending downward. His play has not been
as good. Are you really saying that, or is this just your stupid take that you, like, you don't really believe that? So, what, you're going to tell me you'd rather take Tua?
One game over 500? I mean, all you do is kiss Herbert's ass all the time.
What do you think? Who would you take right now?
Who
Tua
take
or Justin?
Right now? I mean, obviously Justin Herbert.
Oh, I just, since he's so bad.
But, like, you know, gap is closing a little bit. The gap's closing a little bit.
Zach, you think the gap's closing a little
bit?
No,
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I still think Justin Herbert's a top 10 quarterback in this league, and I don't think Tua is close to that yet.
A couple weeks ago.
Yep. Seen a lot of guys have really good rookie seasons and fall off.
You have a quarterback? Let me hear this one. No. Since you opened your mouth, you opened your mouth. Usually, guys don't have good rookie years.
Joe, they're 6-5. Like, how much ass are you going to kiss on this guy?
When are you going to talk stats? You just said you're so used to watching rookie quarterbacks play great and then fall off. How many guys have you seen play like him last year?
No, I know he had a very good rookie season. I get that. But again, the team had a losing record last year. They're 6-5 this year. Like, stop acting like he's like a world beater.
He's a pretty good damn quarterback.
Yeah, he's okay.
I don't know
if he's okay.
I just let him go. He's okay. He's
the same
okay.
record as the Raiders in their crappy division and the Broncos.
How's that Charger defense with all those great players? Help me out there. Great
pass
rush.
You were kissing that team's ass all offseason, how great a job they've done.
Got some good individual players. Okay. It's a team sport.
What, they don't play well as a team?
Apparently not.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You blame coaching now?
I don't know if I'm ready to say Justin Herbert's not, that good anymore.
I think clearly Tua is on the up and up. And this
playing
guy
a lot better.
Kinda,
he's playing a lot better.
He
is playing a lot better, but you can't all of a sudden come in here and go, here, let me jump on this bandwagon. Justin Herbert's not as good.
Really?
You watch any of
sophomore
the games?
Sophomore slump, maybe?
Oh, God. How can you say a guy's got 24 touchdowns and 10 picks and having a slump when it's the same numbers as all these other guys?
He's got five games this year. He threw for 350-plus yards, Justin Herbert. Like, five games, almost 400 yards. Like, I mean, he's just –
Why don't you look at his numbers on touchdowns?
Yeah.
Running and throwing through the first year and what have we –
Well, this year he's 24-10. He's ran for two. So he's got 26 overall touchdowns, 10 interceptions. That's just this year. And last year – I mean, you really want to go to those stats. Last year, he was a world beater.
Well, he shattered, I think, all
he
the rookie records.
He was 31-10.
Yeah.
And five rushing touchdowns.
Look at man.
For 4,300 yards.
I hope Tua keeps getting better and better because I don't want to go through this in the offseason.
Who finishes with a better record? Which team? Dolphins or Chargers?
Well, I'm going to go with the Chargers because there's still a big difference. One team's one game over 500, and the others.
Well, Dolphins are basically 500.
Don't say that.
Oh, God, Woody.
Don't
Here
say
you
that,
go
Woody.
Again.
What
Here
are you doing?
Goes.
Like, what are you doing?
Because you know why? Because Woody didn't have to go out and play.
They're 5-7.
He's not coaching it, and so it's easy to come on the radio and just say.
Wait a second. You don't think they're going to win the next two games?
I think they could.
They could?
You ask Philly. Why don't you ask Philly last week? What
Philly
happened?
Sucks. I don't care about Philly. You don't think the Dolphins are going to take care of their business?
Philly
the
had
next
a nice little
weeks?
Winning streak, didn't they, coming in the last game?
Play the Jets this week, too, Philly. There you go. That's a good test for them again.
Let me give. We're on Woody's takes today. What else you got, Woody? I want to hear that. Oh, no.
So Justin Herbert's not that good anymore.
And I've been kissing about their draft picks.
Right.
Well, you want me to say that the tackle's not very good now? I see he's still ranked like one or two.
Yeah, don't say that.
Tackles
don't, that,
for
don't
rookie
that.
Overall players.
Don't say that. He's a top 10 tackle in the league now.
That's one of those where the GM actually goes, listen, man, I'm hitting on these first round picks. We got to kind of win more than we're winning here. Let's get this thing.
That's also the kind
going.
Of situation where the owner walks into a room, talks to someone else outside of those two guys and goes, I don't think it's a personnel problem. Maybe it's a coaching problem at this point.
A lot of good players.
Right. There's a lot of good players on that team.
So, yeah, Woody. One's trending way down now.
I mean, come on.
Like, all of a sudden, Justin Herbert looks like Ryan Tannehill with, like, one more touchdown than interception.
Okay, so the Chargers are 2-2 in their last four games. He's still thrown for, I mean.
Let me read you a text here from the 954.
Somebody agreed with you. Go ahead.
My argument.
Right. Of course he's going to read it.
Bro, you guys have to get off Herbert's jockstrap. Of course he fell off in year two. He's still throwing fourth quarter picks that cost him the game, so he's not learning from last year's mistakes. Right now him, Tua, and Burrow are all showing equal promise in different ways. This isn't fantasy football.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I got to see more of Tua. I've seen a lot of Joe and Justin, and now all of a sudden we got people looking. And I get it that Tua's gotten a lot better. I've told you since camp he's going to be a lot better. But you got to slow down a little bit on Joe and Justin.
Yeah, you're not there yet. Let's see what happens the rest of the season before
calm
we start.
Down. Calm down a little bit here. That's all. And we get, look at, Tua's got the least amount of weapons from all those guys. I totally agree with that. There's no.
Well, he gets one back now.
Right. We're happy we're getting one back.
See what happened? I think it's a big one to have back is having Devontae Parker back.
By the way, I get that the Dolphins lost to Jacksonville, Texter. I understand that. Yeah. But the Dolphins are back.
You know, also, too, isn't it amazing that Devontae comes back and goes, wow. Jalen Waddle's the number one dog on this town, in this team right now. Like, when this thing started, people asking all the unknown questions, and, you know, you answer them, then I get blasted for answering them. Like, how many targets do you think? Where will he be? And I go, probably be the third or fourth most targeted player, the receiver. Well, that can't be. He's too high a pick.
Oh, well, man,
you're right.
I mean, not to sound like you're a defense attorney here, but before the season started and we thought that Tua would be looking left and right – and seeing Waddle, Fuller, Devontae Parker, Preston Williams, Mike Gesicki, how could you say that one guy out of those five might have 140 targets and 100 catches?
Yeah.
Like, there's no way. How many of those guys have played?
Well, I'll tell you what, the Jalen Waddle connection right now with Tua Tagovailoa.
It's awesome, and it's fun to watch.
Right on time, man. It has been really, really fun to watch without getting into the other quarterbacks of Joe Burrow. And Justin Herbert. There's no reason to reach on anything. Tua's our guy down here. Mm. By the way, going forward here, I'm getting real close to telling you Tua's going to be the quarterback next year.
He's our guy now.
Well, who else do you have?
Half the season trying to trade him. Now he's our guy.
Well, the trade deadline's over.
Listen, I wasn't the one trying to trade him.
We couldn't figure out the trade, so he's our guy.
He's our guy. Yeah.
That's Chris Greer that came out and had that awkward press conference, not me.
Zach's friend, Chris Greer.
My buddy.
You guys going to have a sit down after
that
season?
Talk things out.
I want to tell him how his first three picks this year done pretty well.
The greatest.
He's going to be back, and you've been just very mean-spirited towards him.
Of course I have. The offensive line still stinks. He drafted 18 offensive linemen.
You can't be negative around the team anymore. But your narrative of fire Chris obviously is not – not going to work anymore.
Well, listen, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up, which means Mike Flory, he'll get it stirred up here. We'll get it rolling with Mike coming up here early 9 o'clock hour. We'll have Mike Gesicki join us from early this morning. Hear what he has to say about his team. He's always really good. Damn, all those one-handed catches. I'm a little bit jealous. Hey, I tell you what. You probably heard me talk about ASP by now as the best roofing contractors in South Florida. But let me tell you about ASP's Impact Windows and Doors, the leader for Impact Windows and Doors in South Florida, starting with the quality and service. They come out, do a free estimate, help you select from over 50 different styles of Impact window and door combinations, including complete custom designs, all manufacturer direct, and to fit any budget you might have. It's a hassle-free from permits to installation with the goal to protect your home and family. ASP is quality. The details like the door hardware, window latches, impact glasses, materials, all built to last South Florida weather and the test of time. So don't go for those low quality options out there. The quality and service is what makes ASP different. Impact Windows and Doors provide energy efficiency, protection from weather, burglaries, and exterior noise, all along with insurance and property value benefits. You know that already. Call ASP now. Mention me, Joe Rose, and get a $5,000 discount. Can you imagine? Nobody's ever done that. Say Joe Rose and get a $5,000 discount. No payments until 2024. And let the ASP family protect yours. That's 305-340-2081. 305-340-2081. What are you waiting for? Let ASP take good care of you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.